Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Show choir director Michelle Chaplin and students Tate Petty and Kara Shout join us on today's program to preview this weekend's Dutch Masters event. I had a chance to kind of pop in near the end last year at the school really transforms for this. And for the two of you, first of all, talk about what Dutch Masters means and the really big weekend. It's kind of a whole weekend event that happens here at Pella High School.
Well, for Dutch Masters, it's a great opportunity to be able to perform, first of all, when you're not being judged, which is what we do. And it really takes a lot of pressure off some of our performers. And I think Dutch Masters is a time where we really get to have fun and open up and just perform for everybody, because we know there's no one trying to compete against us or judge us, that kind of thing. So it creates a really fun environment. And then you meet a lot of people from these other schools. And since you're not so rushed around getting ready all day, you get to have a chance to meet these people and like get to know them. And that's always a fun experience.
So what is some of the work that you guys put in to make this school and take over this school?
As hosts of schools, we have to transform rooms, and we cover up all the walls, and we decorate with different themes for each group, and each group will come in and kind of be put into a different world of show choir with each room. And it's a lot of fun because we partner up with different people in show choir that gets us to know different people, and it's just really fun to get ready.
And this has really become one of the premier big events, as I understand, in the state. How has this grown over the years, Mrs. Chaplin, from when it started to where it is now?
Well, we have to turn away show choirs, which is really unique. Most schools, they're constantly asking for more show choirs to come. And one thing that I think makes us really unique is that we really want every school that performs, no matter what their outcome is at the end of the day, that they all feel like superstars. So if they're going home with the 7th place in their own class, that they're like, yeah, that is so exciting because we performed at Dutch Masters, and that they just feel amazing no matter what that end result is.
And what have you guys seen from those other show choirs? How much fun are they having with the event that you help prepare?
They're having a lot of fun, to my knowledge at least, because like last year they enjoyed our room decoration so much they asked if they could take some with them. And that was a proud moment for me. I hand painted the ogre keep out sign from Shrek, and they loved it and they wanted to keep it.
Groups just love us because like we try to kind of have a family aspect that just brings everybody together. And just no matter, like Mrs. Chaplin said, no matter what the outcome might be, they always like feel loved and supported when they come to this competition.
While this may be, I don't want to say not open to the public, it certainly gets full of show choir students and their families and things like that. There is an opportunity for the public to see all the great work that comes up here, and that's Cabaret coming up in early March. Mrs. Chaplin, what are some of the details about that night, or rather that couple of nights with multiple performances, that folks can really see the highlights of these show choirs and other musical performers?
Our full choir performs at Cabaret, and there's three performances. Like you said, there's two on March 3rd, Friday evening, and then there's one at 8 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, March 4th. All of the students in choir, so almost 200 kids, perform in various ways. Some of them are in small groups, some are in solos. The both show choirs and the middle school show choir also performs. And we sell tickets the week prior. And it is a dinner, so they are by reservation. So we sell them through online means and through a phone call to myself the week ahead. So the last week of February.
For the two of you about Cabaret, I know that's kind of the big wrap-up to your season. I know you're maybe not looking forward to it because it's all going to end, but what does it mean to be able to have that showcase of all the choirs and all the musical talent here at the school?
Cabaret is really great because it gives a lot of smaller acts an opportunity to like really display what they feel they bring to the table in terms of their talent, and it's a great variety to hear everybody and their individual acts. And as for show choir, it honestly sometimes gets kind of emotional because it's usually everyone's like last time you're getting honored by the town and that kind of thing. And then you get to walk off with your head held high, surrounded by people you know and love.
Definitely. Just like Tate said, it can get very emotional because it is our last time. But I think that makes it just so much more special because like we all know that it's our last time. So we're able to push it even farther and have it be our best show.
I know we're not quite to March yet, but when the time comes, how can they be a part of this show and be a part of the showcase of the choir programs?
The last week of February, they go online, and it goes on it opens up different at different times for parents that are involved, like freshman parents. It's released different sponsors. It's released during that week. And then by Friday, the last Friday in February, that is when it gets released to the public. And you can either, if you have the site online, or you could email me directly, Michelle Chaplin, my high school email address, or you could call the high school, any of those ways. And we do have, actually, our choir this year is going to the Bahamas and Florida the following week of spring break and performing there, which is a unique opportunity. And then we are performing a cappella at Tulip Time for the first time.
Once again, that was Director Michelle Chaplin of the Pella Show Choirs and students Tate Petty and Kara Schaub. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.